Go for Sheldon.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
All right. Thank you. I don't know how much before we got disconnected, but when the person is editing this, it's like changing up text, and I don't want it changed up. I want it to stay because, and I've read on and made some corrections in this up through chapter 30. And what I have read lettered is like it should be MRS period
up
instead
to
of MIS.
Chapter 30 or 13?
When you sent it back to me, it was chapter 13 through 18 that had somebody had gone
yes.
over.
Yeah.
And in chapter 16, I had written the girl that had a date. She was so anxious to see him.
Mm-hmm.
It came back, changed up to in her anxiety to see him.
Yeah, you told me.
All right. I didn't know how much you had heard. And one was I had come, and he changed it to come. And that's not, you know, came home with him from the Philippines, and it's like comes home with him. That's not, I don't want that to say comes. Anyway, there's just, it seems like everything that's changed, I go back and change it. But the only thing is there are some corrections, and I have got those words. I don't want the grammar changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's narrative, it is correct grammar. But in some of the dialogue, it is colloquial, incorrect pronunciation of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And that can stay.
Okay.
But I have, like, in the very first sentence of the whole thing, it's supposed to be the U.S. Post Office and Country Store is located. And it continues to revert back to are located. The store are located. No, it is located.
You're talking the U.S. Post Office, right?
Yeah, very, very sentence of the whole book.
I'm trying to find where that is. Post office. Can you please guide me to where this issue is? I'm trying to.
The very first chapter, in the very first sentence.
Let me see. The round bottom United States Post Office and Country Store. It keeps changing back to R every time. Okay.
Yeah. I thought about restructuring it, but I thought, well, I don't know how else I could say that better.
Store is... Wait, I am... Give me a second. Let me check something.
Okay.
Markup. No markup. R. Yeah. Weird. I don't know why they changed it. It should be is. That's a small typo from them. Okay. And you want the general linguistics of the entire book to be same, right?
You just leave it. Yeah. And
okay.
I went on and read through, but there are some words, you know, like change M-I-S-S to M-R-S and a name from Shirley to Peggy. Anyway, what there's not many changes that I went all the way up to chapter 30. And
till chapter 18, that's the limit of the change that we've made in this draft.
Yes, and I don't want any more except for, you know, what I have put in red. And I have some yellow highlighting across some words that in about one or two places is where I restructure the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is, there's not a whole lot. But where I have a yellow highlighting, there are like too many spaces. It'll split a sentence or split a paragraph.
Oh, wait. That's something I can correct right now. Okay, that's something I can correct right now for you. Up to chapter 18. I assume you're seeing a lot of that, you know, blue, yellow blue and green cut off everything, right? You're seeing all the changes that have been done, right?
I don't know. We have some red and blue, red and green.
Yeah, red and green.
Underline.
Yeah.
Underline.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys have changed?
Let me actually simplify that for you, okay? You've opened document in Word, right?
Yes.
So on the top, do you see File, Home, Insert, Draw, these options, right?
Okay, hang on. Let me get back in there. Okay, so I'll go and bring up the Word in Word where I have made the change. Okay, draft chapters 13 through 18. I'll bring this one up. Okay, and where are you?
I'm confused. You're talking about what, in the book?
Yeah, where are you in this between chapter 13 and 18?
I'm just at chapter 1. What I'm trying to tell you is how to remove all of this if you want to just see the book without, you know, in just general of what we have done. Okay? So on top of the file, do you see the options for File, Home, Insert, Draw, right?
Okay, just a minute.
Way at the top of your screen.
Looking now, what is it I'm to look at?
Top left. Do you see the option File?
Oh, the yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ninth option is Review, right?
Yeah.
Click on Review, and just below that, you should see the option for Comments, right?
New comments.
Yeah, to the right of it.
Or show comments.
Do you see? Yeah, to the right of it. Do you see track changes, like the option for tracking?
Track changes. Yes.
Yes. Now, do you see something called all markup over there?
All markup.
Beside track
show
changes,
markup.
You should see. Yeah, you should see three options. Above show markup, there's like a drop-down box, right?
Oh, show markup, show comments, and then over there where you said track changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I put the cursor on that, and it says track changes.
Uh-huh.
All right,
just
now you said and to the box.
Above show markup, what do you see right above show markup?
Simple markup.
Yeah, click on that. Okay. And then click no markup.
All right.
Now do you see the book without any of those, you know, red or green, blue markups, right?
Okay. Let me. Oh, I bet it. No, the underlines are in red. Yeah, they're still there. Chapter 6.
Did you click no markup?
Yeah, and the red underlines. Is that what you're talking about, the underlying, red underline?
No. Which red underlines are you talking about, the squiggly lines?
No. Okay, I have the person's name. It's V-E-S, Vess and Many. And under
mm-hmm.
Vess is a little squiggly red line.
Yeah, oh, that is done by the software. It's if Word file in general, Word finds something wrong with a word, with any word,
uh-huh.
okay, it tells you with this red line that it's wrong, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because
well,
Vess is not a common name, it's not in the vocabulary, right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's just telling you, oh, this is wrong. This is not something we have done. This is just the software telling you.
Uh-huh. Okay, yes, I know that where it is, it like highlights that when, like, in quotation marks, it says, she ain't no streetwalker, and under ain't is that squiggly underline. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
That everywhere there is a colloquial, you know, something, word that it does underline it. But then here's somebody's name, Dorothy Blevins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. What does it want me to do? Put an S of...
Now see, now you can read it more clearly, okay? If you scroll down, do you see the spaces are no longer there? The double spaces you were talking about. Till chapter 18, you won't see any extra spaces.
Oh.
They're gone, right?
Okay, let me scroll on down there and find it.
Till chapter 18, they should be gone.
Okay, good. I shouldn't see these red lines under it. Is that what you're saying? No,
no, you remember you told me there's a lot of spacing between the paragraphs?
Chapter, yeah, let me see which chapter so I can go directly to one.
You'll start seeing those double spacings
after
chapter 18, you'll see them again because they were in your draft. Okay, that's why we're trying to work all of them out.
Right. Okay. All right, good.
The track changes, how they work, is they show you the changes that we have made to the draft. We do this so you understand the changes that we have made. If you want to just read the book as it is, you can just go into tracking and go no markup, and you won't see any of it. You can just read the book as it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want some of these corrected where, you know, like I changed that name. I had this. A person's name was Susie, and I, Peggy, and I,
mm-hmm.
or I named it Shirley, and I decided, no, I'm going to call her Peggy. So on down there in the story, I reverted back to Shirley. So I need Shirley in two places changed back to Peggy. So that's red in red.
Okay, you can do that, no problem.
Okay, so I have. Got those in red.
You can write
so
them in red or blue or yellow. It's fine. Any color is fine with this, as long as we're able to tell the changes that you've made.
Okay. And then I'm going to, so if this, all right, so the highlighting where I, you know, there were spaces and you said, you know, that would have corrected that.
Mm-hmm.
I will go and take that yellow highlight off of there.
Sure, no problem. It's okay.
All right.
As far as the general changes that we have made are concerned, I'll talk to the team and I'll let them know that they're not supposed to make any changes to the specific grammars, okay?
Yes. All I want changed is what is highlighted in red.
Okay, got it.
So what I was saying,
I'll get just minor corrections done and relative to general punctuation. Aside from that, we'll leave the book untouched, okay?
All right, wonderful.
Perfect.
And I can go ahead then and send this back.
Yeah, once you're done making any changes, okay, if you make any changes, just send the file back to me and we'll use that file to continue the work, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, good, thank you.
Welcome, Mary. When can I expect the file?
In a few minutes.
Perfect. Just send it to me.
All right.
Probably by next week I'll give you another draft, okay?
All right.
Perfect. So let me know if you have any questions or drop me a text, or I'm not sure why every time you call me I just get a missed call and nothing rings. It's weird, but it's happening. So just drop me a text and I'll give you a call, okay?
All right, good. Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. So, any other questions?
Right at this time, I don't think so. Oh, yes, about a picture on the cover of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned to you, I thought maybe a picture of a little girl on the front of the book.
Okay.
With the title, Appalachian Mountains, Childhood Memories. I have a picture of a little girl wading the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that would be perfect to, you know, put on the front of it.
Uh-huh.
And would that be in color? Is there an extra charge? Yeah, I do have questions.
Well, do you have a book cover at this time? Do you want us to make a book cover from scratch? Kind of depends on that.
Oh, I don't have a book cover. No, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, what we could do and what it should look like.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do have a design team. It's going to be an upgrade for your package. So, yeah, it's going to have a cost.
Oh, it will. So how much would that cost me to have a picture put on the front of the book?
Well, I can have Ethan give you a call for that right now. I think it should be, not Ethan, Daniel. I'll get Daniel to give you a call for that, and you can discuss the price and the payment plans with him, okay?
Ethan or Daniel?
Daniel. Daniel will be calling you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, good.
Just stay near your phone. I'll actually just tell him to call you right now so you can discuss and have some clarity. So once you're done with it, you can send me the picture of the girl you're talking about and with a small description so we can get started on the book cover as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Mary. Let me just get Daniel to call you, and we'll work things out.
All right.
Perfect. Any other questions?
I think that's it right now.
Perfect, Mary. Well, I'll get Daniel to give you a call, and I'll see you then. Have a good day.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.